If the tabloids report it, is the story really true? Over a century ago, many Americans believed this star had robbed a man to get the money she needed to support a drug habit. It's a story of one woman's fight against the largest newspapers of the day on this edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1904, Annie Oakley was a well-known shooter and star of the Buffalo Bill Wild West show. But that year, an article ran which sullied her reputation.
They had her in the paper as Annie Oakley, who robbed a man, stole his pants, and the money that he had, and it was Annie Oakley. And she said, well, you know, that wasn't me.
Marilyn Robbins shares the story from the Annie Oakley exhibit at Greenville, Ohio's Garst Museum. Over 50 large newspapers ran the story. It was a case of mistaken identity, and Annie fought to get her good name back.
They had all picked up that story, which was not true, and she won all but one of them. And I think the most she got out of any one trial was $23,000. That didn't pay for anything because she had to pay her lawyers, but she fought it. She got her humanity back, and she got her good name back.
Oakley's talents with a gun amazed audiences literally around the globe.
She said that it was a God-given talent. She didn't know how she got to be. She practiced a lot, but she said she didn't know why she was.
Marilyn loves to tell Annie's story. Annie came from a poor family but never forgot her roots and was always willing to help others. For Marilyn, it's a story that continues to inspire her.
A lot of people would say if you could meet one person, you'd want to meet Jesus. Well, I plan on meeting him someday. But I would rather meet Annie Oakley right now.
You can see our TV version of this story by following the American Countryside on Facebook or the free Farm Journal On Air app. Traveling the Countryside in Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.